T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Our text number, not our text number.
No,
oh, that's,
no.
Well, over the years, that's changed too. But now it is the regular number that you would call, 800-400-3697. That's where you can send your texts. Here's a couple. Justin is in sync. Duh.
Okay. Thanks for telling us. I'm sure JC Chaz has something to say about that. Is it he in that band?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Sexless marriage is really sad, but very common. Ours is due to medical issues for my husband, probably 3 years.
Oh.
You really do lose a piece of your connection without that. I agree.
Hmm.
You want to marry your best friend, but you also want to bone your best friend in that scenario. You don't want to be married to your best friend and unable to connect.
Right.
Like a couple.
Might as well
does.
Just get a good roommate.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that's what you have.
Right.
I've been shot down so many times from the wife that I've stopped trying.
Mm.
Because I get tired of getting shot down. Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah. Well, go to counseling and pick a date every Friday, 4:00.
Everybody who knows Sarah, text her at 4:00 today.
Please don't. Don't worry. I won't have my phone with me.
It'll be fun.
I'll be busy. John will be busy too.
My husband and I do it every night. We have two kids under the age of 5. You got to keep it going.
Bleep, every night?
Bleep away, people.
Wow, good for you.
Way to do things that
my
no
grandma
one else wants to do.
Was in her 70s at the time and asked her eldest daughter, how much sex is normal? And my aunt replied, that's really up to the couple, each individual couple. My grandma's next response was, what about every day? Poor grandma was getting it daily.
Poor old grandma. You're going to break a hip that way.
Or,
every day just
seems
like too much.
Keeping her
yeah, you're
going to
stay
hips.
Alive.
Guess so. You know, keep you fit. Keep you untense.
Good job, Alex. He's getting better. Still
good
miss
job.
Bryn, though.
Oh. Well, it's okay to miss Bryn. Stop pooping on Alex.
The lady in the bathing suit can sue. What she did in her private life does not affect her work life unless she's using the company with slander. Plus, the company can't use social media against her when they're looking for applicants. The truth is, yes, they can, but they can't post her stuff like that. That was stupid.
Yeah.
That was really like, I'm the smartest guy in the world and I'm going to shame people for trying to come work here.
I thought the other thing, there was another part of that story where I think the girl or somebody dove into like the interviewer's thing and she had bikini pictures up too.
I didn't see that part.
I was going to say that she got fired.
Oh, did she?
I don't know. But
I thought they wanted, she was like,
thing.
How dare you? Look at
Wait
look
a minute. You're telling
something.
Me that was a lady on lady thing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. I just skimmed a story about it this morning.
Oh.
But I could have sworn that was the thing, that she turned it around and went, look at you.
Oh.
Here you are in a bikini or like with a bra shot
the
or something.
The story I read to you just now was more about how it got posted.
Well,
and
it's
then
ridiculous that
the
it got
internet
posted.
Actually shamed them.
Right.
But I didn't know that the actual interviewer was found
yeah,
and outed.
Supposedly. Although, you know, I just skimmed it. I could have it totally wrong.
Well, you might have it totally right.
I might, but I might not, Vin.
Because
that's the thing. I'm not making a declarative
thing. Multiple stories all the time.
There always are.
You
every
never know
source.
Which one you pull
versions,
up.
Right.
Yep, every source has
I'll
a different
I'll see if I find anything before we end
it.
Here.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, what?
What a bummer, you said. I was hoping to see you at Freewheel.
Aww.
Driving from Sacramento to see Scott.
Oh.
Well, it's still totally worth it.
Yes, he's terrific. As a matter of fact, Vinny, there's a text that just came in. Saw Capurro last night with another couple. We're sitting in back, and they couldn't hear, so they moved to the front row and got isolated with Scott a few times. We stayed in back. Priceless. Capurro did great.
Scott said that, so I guess last night he was, I can't remember where he said he was last night. Oh, it was at Clandestine Brewery.
Exactly, San Jose.
They didn't have a sound system. Like, both of them thought the other was supposed to provide it. So
oh,
there was
no.
So he had to yell.
Oh, that's why they're saying they couldn't hear. Well, didn't he have to bring his own light bulb or something?
I don't know about that, probably. Maybe that was part of the joke. Yeah, he wrote me this morning. He's like, it went well. A lot of, you know, ton of our listeners there. And he's always grateful for that. And he said, but yeah, nobody thought to put a sound system in. Not me, not the club, nobody. That's what he said.
That's strange.
I know.
Well,
it is kind of the one thing you need.
You'd think that since he's booking these gigs, he would ask, how do you...
I feel like he's played it clandestine before, though. Like, I wonder if he just assumed
they had something
there.
I don't really remember ever hearing that name before.
I truly don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben, I hear you're looking for a Frenchie, and my best friend has two great female puppies available nearby. If you're interested, let me know. I can't do it yet. I'm not ready.
Plus,
I just said I like looking at pictures.
Did you bet me $1 this morning or something? Did we bet on that?
Did I? I don't think
I
bet
gave it a year.
Bet anybody. Yeah. No, I'm sure I didn't. I feel guilty whenever you guys bring up this topic. Then bone your husband or wife or whoever you are.
Suck
then
it up.
Then do it.
Do it. You should do it. Should do it. I'm telling you. I don't want to either, but I do it. And I'm glad I did. And we're happier for it. He's
honestly,
definitely happier.
When you're in a partnership like that, it seems to me like 10 to 15 minutes in a whole week.
Even if it's an hour.
It's not that much to ask. Even if it's an hour, right.
You know, and the thing is, I feel like it connects us in a way that nothing else does. Like, I feel like that's something I can do for him. And I try to be as honest as I can, as possible on the air about it. Like, you know, am I totally looking for... You know what? In a way, I am kind of looking forward to it. Like,
there you go.
It's our weekly thing. And I think about, oh, I'll say that. Oh, he's going to like that.
Oh,
or, you know,
gosh.
I mean, actually knowing when it's going to happen and that we have appointment for it, like it actually frees me in a lot of ways to be a tease during the week and to make it, you know, like wait for Friday. Oh, I thought something up. I got something for you. I got a little piece of clothing or, you know, whatever. Like it really is something pretty nice you can do for someone. And I'm not just talking about women for men for women. We heard from a couple people who were like, that guy doesn't put out.
I always said I wouldn't let the baby affect our sex life. It's killed it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does so hard.
It's so much energy goes into that. Well, and it takes energy to do stuff, to do it. Knock one out.
And you know, your body becomes food for a kid. It's a totally different deal.
Right. It is. It changes everything.
Rough.
And two, holy cow.
Sarah, maybe there's a line in this story that you thought. It says, this is the bikini...
Yes, yeah,
shaming by the employer, possible employer. One critic noted that the bikini shaming wasn't just inappropriate, but hypocritical, as the company has a swimsuit photo on its own social media.
Oh. Not of someone who works there.
Well, it just, I don't know about that. The irony here is that they have a bathing suit photo posted on their professional Instagram. Another critic announced she had reported the company's Instagram account for harassment and bullying.
Oh boy. So they had like insta-douches over there.
I guess so.
Yeah, I didn't see the part. But either way, it's one of those weird things where, you know, I get it. There's different generations, and an older generation looks at young kids and the stuff they're posting and thinks, you know, down on it. But the truth is, for them to have taken that photo and made an example of her, good. They're getting
lame,
what they deserve.
Right. That's internet trolling at its most blatant. In other words, you didn't get the job. Here's a picture of your underboob.
That is a lot of underboob, though. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised to see that. Like, whoa.
That is more than I expected.
You really got to keep your arms down.
Mm. Pulling that suit right up.
Know what I mean?
Oh, another quarter inch and we're into a realist territory.
Yes, we are. Kiss was my first concert at 6 years old. I wore leather pants and got on stage. It was the best.
Wow. Leather pants? On stage with Kiss?
I second Vinny's comment about Aussies knowing how to have fun. Hangover City. They party hard and they don't think about tomorrow.
I thought you meant Ozzy Osbourne. I'm like,
no,
can we talk
Aussies.
About Ozzy Osbourne?
It's crazy how they're like, we're living for today. It's right now.
Yeah.
Let's break stuff.
There is no tomorrow, mate.
Right.
Tomorrow, when's that?
That's never somebody's heard of house. It. You can't break that.
What are you talking about?
No, we're going to do it. Let's go.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Murky water.
Oh, come on. You're crazy. No, let's not. All right, I'm not going.
We got thrown out of Australia for not being crazy enough.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ronnie's girlfriend, Jen, is crazy AF, too. In regard to Ronnie, the girlfriend is no angel.
Oh, no.
Not that she deserves what happened, but she is usually the aggressor and beats him up all the time.
Yeah, there were a couple incidences or incidents where she got arrested just this past year. They're volatile together, obviously.
They videotape all their fights. You can see videos of them throwing stuff at each other.
You know what?
Fantastic.
I actually saw a video with them fighting in their apartment, throwing things.
What? Why are they videotaping themselves?
I don't know. Proof that who started it? Who's throwing bigger punches? I don't know.
Well, he's always going to be throwing bigger punches. That dude is a beefcake. In a bad way. Yikes. She's a pretty good-sized beefcake herself. That's the most uncomfortable looking photo. Like, that person just looks so uncomfortable in their own rig. Like, oh my God. That is, looks like you got to be flexed all the time. Oh.
Hey guys, been listening for about 20 years and somehow I just saw a picture of you all for the first time this morning. Why does Sarah act like she's so frumpy all the time? Dude, you're hot.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
well,
Sarah,
thanks.
You're hot.
Yeah, really hot.
Sizzle. Sarah sizzles.
God. I so don't think, you know, when I was younger, I definitely thought, oh, I'm cute, you know? Now I'm like, Jesus, what has happened? I look in the mirror and go, God, go, somebody take the mirrors down in here. Especially that mirror in that freaking bathroom. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm having a good time, I feel cute. Walk into the bathroom here, and it's, I swear it's the lighting, because it's like fluorescence right above your head that just like deepen the underneath.
Yeah, you cannot look in that mirror.
It's, I try
not to. When I wash my hands, I totally just look down.
Yeah. Oh, awful. Who's that hideous beast? Oh, it's me. Oh, I've turned into Gollum over the years. That's fantastic.
They've teamed up with Snap to put a scary filter on the mirror
in
the women's bathroom. Trying to keep you down.
Exactly. Don't, that's what I was just going to say.
Rainbows. I mean, Jesus.
Don't get all uppity. Look at yourself.
Right. Anyway, thanks for the... That's very nice of you. I'm going to go into the weekend feeling totally hot. I'm on fire.
And into John's bed.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? John actually makes me feel pretty hot. That's nice.
Morning, Vin and Sarah. I'm speculating, but I think the reason why the guy is suing Apple is because he's in Russia, and they jail and seriously hurt people who are gay.
Oh,
I so I'm wondering if he's doing this as a cover-up. Well, but right, but doing an international lawsuit is one way to bring a lot of attention to your newfound gayness.
Spotlight on your newfound gayness.
Right. I just fell over laughing.
It's not my fault, though.
At Sarah saying D-pics. Radio.com is so useful.
Yeah, sorry. And then there's 5 minutes of us squabbling over who should have hit the button. And
fine.
And Vinny goes off the rails. When anything happens where the dumb button has, Vinny's just gone.
I'm looking at...
looked over and I see her hitting it.
I'm not looking at her. I'm just looking at the number on that thing.
20 seconds of delay available.
Which is already blurry to begin with at that distance. And I'm trying to figure out if that thing's changed, and it's not.
I look to Yuzi to hit the button, and they've moved the button on you, which is super helpful. And then I'm like, where's my button?
In Brian's defense, we had discussed it sometime like a month ago or something, and he did move it, and I just
forgot.
I have a couple red buttons up here in front
of me. Oh no.
And I just had to sit back and go, wait, where is it?
Yeah, you don't want to hit the one that takes us off the air. There's the big don't touch this button.
That's the one.
And there's the missile launch button, the DEFCON 5 button, and then there's the dump button. So there's a lot of bad buttons in there. You want to be careful to hit
we
the
got
right
it.
Button.
Don't worry, we got it.
We did.
Good morning, crew. Just wanted to ask Vinny if he would give a little shout out and maybe a little advice. Sunday will be 90 days of sobriety for me.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Good for you. Man, it's a long haul. But it starts somewhere.
I feel amazing and like a new man, but
Where are
as
you at?
As great and as good as some of those days can be, I still have those bad moments or days. Just wanted to see if you have any small tips to help. Happy sober weekend. It's all cliche, bro. It's like, it's simple, but it's not easy. And it's as simple as you need to make it your priority and never allow yourself that crazy idea that you can do this again and it'll go different this time. That's
all. How long have you been sober?
2004.
Oh, that's good.
February 2004.
So 15 years. Going on 16 years. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Thank God.
Well, it's not. I don't even look at it like that anymore. I never think of that number at all. I think of today's 24 hours. That's the other thing.
Is it still a struggle sometimes?
Sure. During the marriage days, I absolutely ran to a meeting because I was like, I'm coming undone. Mm-hmm. There's too much family around, too many people asking me to do too many things, and all I want to do is bail. Mm. So I bailed to a meeting because the other option at the bar is not going to
That's like a
go.
Full life bail.
Yeah, that's a whole
I'm going to do a mini bail.
That's a different checkout. Completely. Mm. Yeah, that's a lot. It's hard. It's not my thing. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Married has turned out to be just great. Look at me.
Yeah, look at you.
I got jewelry.
Ring, yeah.
Yep.
Fancy. You want gold, too. Which is,
actually,
I would have bet platinum.
I ended up with both.
What do you mean?
So do you wear both of them?
No.
You have one of each.
I have ended up with both. I didn't mean to, but it was... They said you can try this one, and then I had it.
Well, you couldn't get it off.
No, I couldn't decide, and then I was just like, screw it.
Because which one did she marry you with?
The gold one's actually really, really fairly inexpensive. So I was screw it. I'm going to lose one anyway.
What are you wearing
anyway.
Right now?
Gold.
That's what I thought. So in the beginning, when you first got married, were you wearing the platinum?
The day of, I wore the platinum.
So she married you with the platinum
yes.
ring?
Yes.
And then since then, you've just worn the gold?
The gold, yeah.
Oh, because when I look at you from here... I thought I saw platinum, but then I was next to you yesterday, and I thought, oh, it's gold.
The truth is, the platinum one feels twice as heavy.
Mm. Oh.
Like, actual
I'm
heavy.
I'm surprised. Wow.
Like, I can feel the weight on my finger.
Right.
And this one goes invisible.
Right.
The gold one does.
Yeah,
so, that's where I feel more comfortable with it. Mm. I'll work up to the platinum maybe someday. Or I'll lose the gold one and then have
to. Sure, and then you'll have to wear the platinum. I'm actually getting my, John gave me a 30th anniversary of dating ring in August.
Oh.
And I'm getting it sized today. So I might have to
today's
start.
The day?
Yeah, today's the day.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. We're going to go drop off my car at the dealership and then we're going to go over to the jeweler. I'm excited. I don't know if I'll get it back. They probably won't get it back today, but we're going to drop it off
probably
today.
Not.
And then you're going to get chiefed.
Yeah, later today I'll be getting chiefed.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to for sure.
Countdown's on.
Everybody, we're going to text Sarah.
At 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I won't have my phone with me.
That's
thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for thinking of me. You can text Vinny every day at 1 o'clock. I mean.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Well, I mean, you can.
Mm. It's 1 o'clock.
Anyway, I got to go.
Oh, all right. We'll be back in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Yay, Friday. Let's go.
Well, you guys were just having an interesting conversation.
Well,
I think that was called an off-air conversation.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. Should I just like recap what I heard?
Sure, recap what you heard.
So, what's going on at your house with the putting out on the regular?
I just said to Vinny, it's not happening as much as it used to.
Is there less demand for it, or is it just?
I think it's just different schedules.
Mm.
He comes home
true.
Most of the time. He comes home. I'm already in bed, asleep.
When's the last time? Has it been 2 months?
No.
Would you say it was last Christmas?
Probably.
Coming up on the anniversary.
I would say probably a good month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he around this weekend? Can you get him real good this weekend?
I think he's working till 8.
Oh.
Friday and Saturday.
You should take a nap.
Sunday,
the day
he works till 7.
That is
wake
a
up,
shame.
Be, I know.
Yeah.
What do they call it? A dealership widow or car salesman widow?
Yeah, something like that. Car widow, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something
can
like
he
that.
Thing, my God.
Can he take a lunch break and come home?
Butter you soundly from behind?
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think he even leaves during lunch.
Oh.
Stays there.
Well,
he brings his lunch.
Right, but he could leave if his wife were, say, I don't know, spread eagle on their marriage bed.
I'll ask him. I'll suggest
marriage
that.
Bed.
our marital bed.
Right.
You brought that into our marriage bed. How could you?
All right. What are we doing?
We're leaving.
We're right.
See you later,
say,
guys.
You know, we're turning this over. Alice will be driven from here forward by Lexi. Yep.
Right.
Wait, will she?
Yes.
Yeah. She is. Okay.
I think Jane's off today, though.
She is?
Well, actually, Jane's here.
Oh, is she? I thought she was gone today. That's right. Well, good. Great.
She
you
must
got
have
the
gone out
staff.
And gotten ripped for her birthday,
for her
right?
Birthday, yeah. Sure.
By the way, did she out you on your terrible note on her birthday
card? What
she
actually did was out you, but go on.
God.
Wait, how did she
Because he
out-
wrote my name. He signed my name after the whole thing was screwed up on the card. Everybody knows it's you,
and
Vinny.
Did she do like an Instagram or something?
She did. She posted
yeah,
it up.
She just showed Sarah part. What's mm-hmm. what.
Yeah.
Don't
she
ruin my
really
birthday card.
Me. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Dumb Sarah.
Birthday with a
stupid.
D and an arrow.
Stupid
yeah.
dummy,
Jesus.
Sarah.
Love you, Jane.
What? You said, this is bizarre.
Yeah, it was all
weird.
Me.
Let, yeah.
Sure, I'm sure people think that, too.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, have a good weekend, guys. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.